The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today is Gary John Bishop, who wrote a brand new book called Love Unfucked. And I thought that this episode would just be about relationships, but it is kind of about relationships, but it's about so much more. And I love this conversation that I was able to have with Gary. So I hope you enjoyed as much as I did, because I got a lot out of it. With no further ado, let's get it started. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Pull up, Giddy. Live.
Yo, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 60 now, the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, author of the new book, Love Unfucked, Gary John Bishop. Welcome in.
You know how that word always just like inspires a smile on certain people? You're definitely one of those people. You're definitely my kind of people.
I've been on the radio for like 20 years. So, you know, anytime I can say fuck into a microphone, it feels good, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
The book is all about basically relationships, but not necessarily the way you would think it is. It's not how to fix things with your partner, correct? It's how to fix things with yourself. That way you can be a better partner. Am I getting that right?
Well, that's definitely a big part of it. I think a lot of the work in this genre is all about, you know, freaking communication issues and, you know, how to connect the other person. But I take a slightly different approach. I'm interested in who is it that's trying to communicate? Who is it that's trying to connect? Like, what are they bringing to the table that might well be in the way? How do you get that out the way? And then if that's out the way, how do you go about actually creating a relationship for yourself that works with somebody else?
And so I think, especially here in America, I think probably all over the world, though, relationship, there's always pressure into being in a relationship, right? Like, it's always like, right, are you married yet? Are you getting married? Are you having kids? What are you doing? Especially for younger kids. I'm 43 now. I didn't get married until I was, I think, 36, 37, something like that.
Right.
But it seems like there's a lot of pressure there. And so the expectation for people is, okay, I'm this age and I'm not in a relationship yet. What is wrong with me? But that's really kind of a shitty way to look at it, right? Like, just work on yourself the whole time.
For sure. I think you got to be a little two-headed about it, because sometimes there are elements of ourselves that are kind of playing out that we're kind of avoiding. So that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But at the same time, you know, you should have the freedom to A, work that out, and or B, you know, take your time to kind of get into to have your life turn out the way that you want it to. So I always encourage people, whether you want to be in a relationship or don't want to be in a relationship, books like this are great books because they allow you to question and think and expand your thinking, and they allow you to investigate a little bit, because, you know, no matter what you're up to in life, you're going to have to work on yourself to one degree or another. And, you know, it should always be the kind of work that you feel as if resonates with you and makes a difference with you. And I would let go of the need to do what other people want you to do. But there's nothing wrong with questioning what you're doing either.
Yeah, I think we hear a lot healing. We hear you got to be healed. Is there, in your opinion, do you think there's ever really such thing as being just healed? Is anybody really 100% healed?
Well, let's put it this way. I've coached Buddhist monks. And they got some shit going on.
Yeah,
for sure. Just as much as anybody else would, right? I used to deliver programs in Thailand, and, you know, we have like 30 monks in the audience.
Wow.
Who were dealing with whatever they were dealing with. I think it all comes down to awareness. It all comes down to, like, do you really understand what's going on with you? Like, beyond an explanation, like, does it resonate with you? Do you have some kind of sense of a say in your hooks and triggers and automatic reactions? Or do you feel as if when that stuff comes up, it's just like, I'm screwed. No, I'm just angry and I'm done. Or you're trying to come up with some technique to manage the anger. I'm way more interested in, okay, but why the anger? Like, not that there's anger. Okay, people get angry, but how come? You know, like, not just a surfacey explanation. Does that mean, you know, you'll be floating around on air? Well, no, but you'll have a greater sense of self and a greater say in the direction that your life takes and the turns that you're taking in your life. And that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I see something on the sheet here that says uncovering all the flawed ways you operate in a relationship. So you take kind of what you just said, the underneath stuff, and then you focus it towards, all right, what did I do in this past relationship? Or what am I doing in this relationship, right?
Right, right. I mean, it's kind of hard because the dynamic in a modern relationship is like me and this other person, mm-hmm. and we're kind of going back and forth. Okay. So, but if you stop and say, okay, that's not going to be the solution here. It's not. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to look at me. I'm going to look at how I do things. I'm going to look at the way that I handle things like discourse or when it's not going my way or certain experiences that I have in my relationship that are familiar to me. And the more that I can understand that, the more I can bring a whole other kind of me to the table. And what you'll find is when you're authentically being yourself, and I don't mean like, again, hooks and triggers and stuff. I mean, when you're authentically being yourself, you really are like an irresistible force for change because there's nothing to hide. There's nothing to get over. There's nothing to pretend anymore. Mm. And I know that seems like, for some people, that seems like that can never happen. For other people, they feel as if they're already there. You're not. But but at the same time, you can definitely start to embrace all of you in a new way, such that you're able to influence your relationship moving forward in a way that you want it to. And, you know, that's got to be the game for everybody.
Where do you start with that? Where does that begin? Where does that, how do you know that you're being authentically you? Like, what does that look like? Yeah. What does that feel
that's
like?
A freaking great question. That's a great, look, when you, so you're wearing an Adidas shirt, right? So, you know, when something's legit Adidas and when it's not, mm-hmm. you fucking look at it like that's a knockoff, right?
Right.
I'm like that with Nike. But anyway, you can look at something, you can look at something Adidas right away. Oh, sneaker head. So anyway, you look at something Adidas, you're like, oh, that's, I know that's a fucking knockoff. I can tell right away. Well, I can tell that with people that you're a knockoff, that you're not really you. So if you start with the idea that everybody's pretending something, right? Everybody's pretending something. The only question is what? Now, that's not a character flaw. That's what it is to be a human being. What it is to be a human being is to come up with some strategy to overcome life. That strategy, you worked that out when you were a kid and a teenager, who you would have to be to make this life work for you. Then at some point in your 30s or your 40s, you're like, this is shit. And what you're in the presence of, people call that a midlife crisis, it's not. What you're in the presence of is the bankruptcy of self. That is, this thing that you've become can't get it done. It never fixes, which is kind of like where people like me come along. When you're like, well, let go of all the need to protect and all the need to fucking overcome and all the need to produce and convince and manipulate and judge and da-da-da and let go of all of that. Your moments of authenticity, the moments when you're really being authentic, isn't when you're giving somebody a piece of your mind. When you're really being authentic, you're telling the truth about yourself. That's a moment of authenticity. And by the way, authenticity is powerful and it's attractive. It's attractive when you're, when you can just say, you know what, rather than arguing with you about this, I just feel like I don't have a say. I feel like I have no voice here, but it's not about you. I've often experienced that in my life. Like when I was growing up, I felt as if I had no voice. Now that's an authentic moment for somebody when they're like, oh, fuck yeah. Like this is how life happens for me sometimes. And the moment of acknowledging your own junk, you will experience a freedom to be yourself. Like a freedom to like, oh, and I don't have to be that way. But the moment that a lifetime of trying to overcome that and force and manipulate, shape and change will only leave you exhausted. You'll be exhausted and burned out.
I think at least for somebody like me, like I think in the heat of, for say, an argument, you argue and it's hard to step back and say, what shit am I bringing up from, you know, 20 years ago, you know what I mean? Yeah. 30 years ago, whatever. Yeah. And then when the argument is over, it's like, you can go back, you can reflect a little bit and you go, oh God, some of this shit was mine, right.
Now,
you know,
now,
like.
Now that's a brilliant point because in the moment of the upset, it's almost like you're not there.
Yeah.
Like you fucking vacated the building.
Yeah. You're just feeling, you're not really operating, you're right. Not thinking, you're just
like
feeling.
Just one brain pattern after another, you fucking go, same shit, different day. So it all comes out. And then later, you come back into the building. And then you're like, oh, damn it. I wish I'd said this or done that. The more you understand that hook, the more you start to get like how that runs you. You don't need to apologize for your hook. You need to start getting like unwilling to have it run you. Like, I'm unwilling to have it run you. So sometimes if I'm in a conversation and I might notice, like, that's coming up for me, right? So I was raised on the mean streets of Glasgow, right? I'm Scottish, so, and I'm from the east end of Glasgow. That's like, it's like the not good side of Glasgow. That's the side that attracts where they stole the tracks, right? And so in Glasgow, you know, like, you have to be ready to go. It's kind of like living in Philly or something, you know. You have to be ready to go. And do I have brain patterns about being ready to go in arguments? Yeah, all the time. But the question I often ask myself is, and right in the moment I do it, this isn't who I am. This is, and I've been that close more times than I care to remember. When I was in my 20s, I didn't have the opportunity to intervene with it.
Right.
It was just there, and off I went. Once I started getting my 30s and 40s, I started to realize, like, this isn't me. This is just some trigger of mine. I need to start being responsible for how much this thing plays out. And that was a big change for me, because what I'd done in my past was blame those around me for me being this way. And when I took that back, when I took that in-house, and I'm like, no, I'm taking that. That was the beginning of some real power for me with that aspect of my humanity. And little elements like that, you're constantly shifting and changing in direction. Your life is moving in new ways.
Yeah, I think for me, it is without question just the inability to say no, or to want, or to be in, you know, uncomfortable situations at all. Constant people pleasing, and it's something I've been working on. I know it, and I do it automatically. Right. And then you're like, oh shit, I just did that again. Like, why did I do that?
Right. Yeah. So I'll give you a little pointer, because it's a very common one, very, very common. But all human beings are in a constant state of manipulation, believe it or not. So we're constantly trying to get people to see us in a certain way. So the only reason we're doing that is because fundamentally with ourselves, we don't believe it. Mm. So then I would be having you trying to see me as this kind of person or that kind of person to really hide what I really believe. And so one of the things that I started to do, this was probably about 15 years ago, I started to put it on loudspeaker. So I would say to people, you know, typically this is what I do, and it just doesn't work for me to keep doing that. It's got nothing to do with you. This is what I do. And so in this occasion, I'm going to say, no, it's got nothing to do with you. It really is like me starting to have more to say with my life. Mm. So my answer is no, and thank you for asking me.
Wow.
That's a very different spot, right?
Yeah.
That's a different spot, man. Then, yeah, yeah. Because every time you say yeah, you leave yourself in one of two places. You're either leaving yourself guilty or resentful. And that becomes like an underlying experience in your life. What you're actually saying no to is the guilt and the resentment. I'm not saying no to you. I'm saying no to, I'm unwilling to live with guilt and resentment because this is what I do. I'll say yes to you, and then I'll fucking resent you for that.
Right. Or resent myself for saying yes to you. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or, oh, what are you doing? You jerk. Why are
yeah.
you doing this? So, and you'll find, by the way, and that's a moment of authenticity, right? Because you're coughing one up on yourself.
Yeah.
People like that. They're like, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I need to do a bit of that myself.
Right.
Right. Because people want the authenticity. It's one of the reasons why my books don't do so well. There's no platitudes, there's no fakeness, it's real. It's a genuine communication from me to you. And I'm not out to do anything other than just communicate it. And I think people are drawn to authenticity. People are attracted to it. Hmm. And so the more authentic you are, the more power you will have with some of the junk that stirs us in the background.
I know you're doing a million of these today. Thank you so much for taking time out, Gary John Bishop. The book is Love Unfucked. I thought it was Love Unfed when they sent me everything, and then I actually got the book, and it said Love Unfucked. I'm like, oh, Love Unfucked. Okay, I see. Right. I see what they're doing. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time out to do this. Hope to have you on again one day.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema Cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even a 100-foot screen plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other. Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Gary John Bishop. Make sure you check out his book, Love Unfucked, and follow him on the gram at Gary John Bishop. While you got your app open, follow me too at Dola White 101, D-O-L-E-W-I-T-E 101. Brand new episode drops next week. My guest, James Kilgore, talking all about incarceration. That's like being locked up, but not really being locked up. Anyway, thank you for checking out the podcast. Remember, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, rate and review. Drop me some good words. Say some nice things about me. If you have bad things to say about me, just save it for yourself. But spread some love. Write me a nice review. Definitely appreciate that. Back next week with a brand new episode. I'm out.